From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Deputy Governor Franz Manderson announces the appointment of Eric Bush, who is expected to head up the new Ministry of International Trade, Investment, Aviation and Maritime Affairs. More now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
Mr. Bush, who has been seconded as the Cayman Islands representative for the UK and Europe for 3 years in July 2016, took up his new role last week. He will continue performing his duties as Cayman Islands representative for the UK and Europe until he returns home in late July. Mr. Bush noted in a press release, "The ministry will focus on capitalizing on our current successes whilst identifying new opportunities to secure the future of the Cayman Islands." He said, "We will aim to broaden and enhance our international image and to ensure that governments interactions across the globe in areas like financial services, tourism, or our aviation and maritime registries are conducted with one voice." Priorities for the new ministry include the opening of the Cayman Islands Government Office for Asia in Hong Kong, as well as recruiting a small core team and creating strategic plans in global communication and international trade and investment. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The governor continues his series of Facebook vlog posts, this month's topic, education. His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper highlighted the Education Minister's recent trip to the United Kingdom to tour schools and explore ways of linking the English and Cayman curriculums.
And I think that's a really exciting initiative. And as I seek to nurture even stronger relations between Cayman and the UK, I'm convinced that education is one of the major ways in which we can do that.
You can check out his full vlog post on Facebook, and you can also follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Meanwhile, High Commissioner of Canada stationed in Jamaica, Her Excellency Laurie Peters, paid courtesy calls on top government officials during a two-day visit last week. She tells CIHTV she participated in a roundtable discussion on climate resilience with private and public sector representatives at the Chamber of Commerce. She also met one-on-one with many top government officials and the governor.
This was also talking about Cayman Islands' capacity to respond to natural disasters. Had a very interesting meeting with the hazard management folks, and very reassured to know that Cayman Islands seems at the ready and highly responsive, which is always good news for us, knowing that there are so many Canadian residents and tourists that come each year to the Cayman Islands.
While here, Ms. Peters also met with Canadians on island at a reception organized by the High Commission. In other local news, the call is out for vendors who can provide a customized pensions administration system. The Public Service Pensions Board has launched a request for proposals for companies that can, quote, fundamentally provide the systems, functionality, and support to deliver all transactional aspects of day-to-day defined contribution and defined benefit administration work. The tender closes on March 7th. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me, from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Gareth Barlow. The UN is urging the warring parties in Yemen to give it access to a vast store of grain that's desperately needed by millions of people threatened by famine. Aid workers haven't been able to reach the flour mill in the port of Hodeida for 5 months. There's enough grain to feed more than 3.5 million people for a month, but it's now in danger of rotting. A major scientific study has warned that human activity could be driving the Earth's entire insect population to extinction within a century. The report warns of catastrophic consequences for the planet's ecosystems, including human survival. Insects are vital pollinators, so any decline threatens food production. There's growing concern in Kenya over a missing human rights activist. Caroline Mwatha, who hasn't been seen since last Wednesday, works with the Dandora Community Justice Centre. It's been investigating allegations of atrocities committed by the police in the capital, Nairobi. On Monday evening, there will be a candlelit vigil for her. Legal moves are underway in France to seek a ban on a type of police grenade that's been blamed for ripping off the fingers of a yellow vest demonstrator. Lawyers will ask the top administrative court to stop French police using the combined tear gas and percussion grenade, which contains 25 grams of TNT. BBC News.